This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Doctors at a Siberian hospital where Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny lies in a coma after a suspected poisoning have agreed to allow his family to transport him to a top German medical facility. Doctors at the intensive care unit in the Siberian city of Omsk had said Navalny was too sick to move, but late Friday, the deputy chief doctor at the hospital said the politician would be allowed to leave for Germany. A German plane carrying specialists and advanced medical equipment has arrived in Omsk. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency reported that Navalny is expected to be flown to Berlin on Saturday morning. The 44-year-old politician and corruption investigator is a leading opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny became seriously ill on a flight and later lapsed into a coma Thursday. His family and supporters alleged that he was poisoned and that the Kremlin is behind it. Thousands of people took part in a rally in the Belarusian city of Brest on Friday evening in support of current President Alexander Lukashenko. A giant Belarus flag was held aloft as large groups gathered in a park, chanting in support for Lukashenko while listening to speeches from speakers. Pro-president rallies are now being held across the country in response to anti-president protests that began in the country after this month's presidential election. Massive post-election demonstrations started after the official election results extended the 26-year rule of the country's authoritarian president. Opposition members and demonstrators have said this month's election was rigged and illegitimate. This is VOA News.